Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. Senior Care Live is the nation's premier radio program, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. This is a safe place to get accurate and reliable information you can absolutely count on. Each and every week, we discuss important issues such as how to remain independent in your own home, how to find the right senior care community, how to pay for the high cost of senior care, and legal issues involving elder law and estate planning. We also discuss senior-related health issues and how to care for the caregiver. As always, if you have a question about how we may be able to help you and your family, you can reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. You can also visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. All right, without any further delay, would like to introduce to you my special guest today in studio, Christy Whitney. She's the head of operations with an awesome home care company, Home Care Assistance, Kansas City, right here serving our metro area. And Christy, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Thank you very much.
All right. So just to start off, if any of our listeners are interested in home care services, we've talked about it quite a bit on the program before. This is the company that I personally recommend to my friends and family and my clients. You're going to want to write the number down, 913-663-5000. 913-663-5000. You can also go online. It's a fantastic website. Tons of resources. HomeCareAssistance.com. HomeCareAssistance.com. And Christy, thanks for taking time out of your day to be in the studio. We're going to talk about a really, really fantastic topic, the power of positive thinking. And I know that you've made a ton of presentations on this very subject.
Absolutely. I think that positive thinking is something we need to keep in the back of our mind, push it to the forefront. And when we work in the aging field with aging adults, sometimes it's difficult to put that positive spin. So I try to remind people that a smile makes a big difference and pass that happiness forward.
And, you know, the power of positive thinking, I think it just makes all the difference in the world. Just in my personal life, my cup is always, always halfway full. It's never half empty. And I'm always seeing the positive side and the bright side on things. And guess what? With that attitude, usually things work out. And there's something about it. It's very powerful.
Absolutely. And, you know, lots of studies have been done on this. And there are things that occur naturally in aging. Of course, it's not a cookie cutter aging process. However, all of the studies show that when we smile, we actually feel better. And so one of the things that we can bring to the senior care home environment is some positive thinking, positive conversation, encouragement, and always, always smile.
So how do you go about doing that?
Well, I think the first thing is to not be so hard on ourselves and try to group ourselves as a positive thinker or a negative thinker, because everybody is a little bit of both.
Yeah.
We just have to be cognizant of when we're doing the negative self-talk. When we say, I can't, can we flip that around? If I have this, or if I help you do this, can we turn it into an I can? We need to stop exaggerating for the worst and anticipating the worst And instead of putting ourselves in a box to only see the good, recognize that the bad is there, but problem solve, work together, and at least make the best of the situation.
Absolutely. I think the biggest part of it is just a mindset.
Absolutely. And it's a mindset, and it's also contagious. So we know that if we're at the gas station and we hold the door open for someone, they say, thank you. It feels good. When they hold it open for you, it feels good. Those are the little things that we can do in our everyday life that might be the game changer in that person's day. Imagine if we then take it into the private home with a senior adult who doesn't have a lot of outside stimulation. The difference that having somebody who really wants to be there and has that compassion and that happy heart can be the difference between a good day and a bad day.
And, you know, we've all been around that person who's just kind of mopey and whiny, and it just kind of starts to suck the energy right out of you. It really kind of pulls you down. But then you're around that person who is upbeat and positive. There's this ray of sunshine and bright light, and it just makes you feel better. It makes all the difference in the world.
Absolutely. And we've all been in that situation. A lot of times it's a work environment, and you have that one negative person, and pretty soon everyone's a little more negative. And just as human beings, we tend to kind of group together and drop to the lowest common denominator.
Yep.
But when you bring in that smile, you have that positivity, and you try to spin it and find that glass half full, that is also contagious, and it makes a difference in how we feel emotionally and physically.
All right, absolutely. Christy Whitney, head of operations with Home Care Assistance right here in Kansas City. Christy, you've made this presentation several times. If someone is interested in maybe having you present to their group, are you up for that?
Absolutely. It's a free presentation. I'm happy to give it anytime. There are some handouts that go with it, and I honestly cannot promise you that I won't also tell some really terrible jokes.
All right. Reach out to Christy Whitney, head of operations with Home Care Assistance, KC, right here in our metro, 913-663-5000, 913-663-5000. You could also go to the website homecareassistance.com and just go to the Kansas or Missouri tab, and that will get you there as well. So Christy, this is Senior Care Live. Our mission is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. So let's talk about the health benefits of thinking positively.
Absolutely. This has been studied for all of time, and every time the results are the same. The health benefits cannot be denied, and it's free. And it's easy, and it's something you can share with others. It increases your lifespan, lowers the rates of depression, lowers the levels of distress. It even helps you resist the common cold. It helps fight off heart disease. And I think that many of us can relate to this. Thinking positively gives you some better coping skills during those hardships that just come in the course of daily life.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, this is not a sports show, but I was trying to think as positive as I could on that Super Bowl, and we pulled it out. So
absolutely. It was a great game. We were the comeback kings, and happy to have that in our city.
All right. So all of the healthy benefits of thinking positive. And I know I loved one thing that you said earlier, because there are so many people and they may not be in a very good situation, and they have some heavy stuff that's kind of coming down on them. And they're like, well, yeah, Steve, that's easy for you to say, but you're not dealing with, you know, A, B, C, and D. I loved what you said earlier. Look at your situation and find one little thing that you might be able to change to have a little spark of something positive. And then that could then lead to something, another thing positive. So even if it's something very small, you can find something positive in all situations.
That's true. And one tidbit that I've found through all of the studies that I've done and from speaking with people in 3 decades of working in senior care, at the end of the day, if you can just get yourself in the habit of thinking of one good thing that happened right before you go to sleep faster, you sleep better. One good thing. It may have been something so simple as that really nice person who held the door open for me at the gas station. Or maybe it's the fact that you held the door open for them. So one small thing can make all the difference. It's the best way to start and end every day.
In your brain, I'm certainly not an expert in this, but I've done enough studies and I practice it myself. Your brain processes what you fed it right before you go to bed.
Absolutely.
So that's one of the really positive attributes of very successful people is they'll make a to-do list of the things that they want to accomplish the next day. And they actually study that before they go to bed. And then your brain works on that all night long, even when you're asleep. And the next day, you're just amazingly productive and you can go through and get all of this. Well, the same thing with thinking something positive, like you said, right before you go to bed. Your brain processes that and it's just such a healthy and powerful thing to do.
Absolutely. It doesn't take away from the things that are happening that aren't great, but it does put a little bit of icing on the cake, and it's a good way to end every single day.
All right, Christy Whitney, Head of Operations with Home Care Assistance at homecareassistance.com, or you can call 913-663-5000. And Christy, you're located in Overland Park, College and Metcalf.
Absolutely.
But you service the entire metro area.
Yes, both sides of the state line, multiple counties. If you consider yourself somebody who is in the Kansas City metro, we can probably come to you.
All right, 913-663-5000, 913-663-5000. So if you're wanting to remain home and age in place and just remain independent in your own home, this is the best way to do it. Just a little bit of help in your home can make all the difference. And that's why I have all of my clients contact Home Care Assistance Kansas City. We're going to have more with Christy right after the break. But first, let's not forget the Senior Care Live question of the week. All home care companies in the state of Missouri must be licensed. That's the statement. So is that statement true or false? We'll have the answer right after the break. Don't go away. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to reach us on our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream the program to any electronic device. Super simple. Go to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the huge microphone right there on the homepage or the Listen Live button. Give it a few seconds to connect and boom, you are in. It'll start streaming to your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have. Really is that simple. And also don't forget to download the radio.com app and you can favorite Talk 980 and carry this radio station with you anywhere you go. It's just awesome. Awesome. Thank you. So give that a shot. Let's not forget the Senior Care Live question of the week. We'll restate that and then we're going to give you the answer. Home care companies, all home care companies in the state of Missouri must be licensed. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... the answer is false. So, Christy, that answer is false in the state of Missouri. Why is that?
The state of Missouri at this time does not have any licensing requirements for home care providers. In the state, home health is licensed, hospice, many of the other medical venues are licensed. However, private duty home care does not have a licensing standard in the state of Missouri.
Okay. All right. And that's kind of scary, by the way. I think that's very concerning to me. But in the state of Kansas, it's a little bit different.
Absolutely. The state of Kansas does not require, but does offer licensing. So it takes quite a bit to be licensed in the state of Kansas. Home care assistance is proudly licensed, bonded, and insured.
Okay.
By having that licensure in the state of Kansas, we practice at that level of care. So if we're seeing you on the Kansas side or on the Missouri side, we are always practicing home care at the highest level available. Also to note, if you do live in the Kansas side and you have long-term care insurance, your home care provider must be licensed for the home care long-term care benefit policy to kick in. So something to keep in mind. No, it isn't offered in Missouri, but we are located in Overland Park, and therefore we do follow the licensing laws of the state of Kansas.
Okay, and I can tell our listeners the home care assistance bar is set very high. The standards, the quality of the caregivers, the caregiver matching, the value added benefit of including a personal care manager in every, I mean, it's just, I could go on and on and on. But the bottom line is, if you need home care services, if your current home care provider is absolutely not working out for you, don't give up on home care. Reach out to Home Care Assistance. I think you'll be very pleasantly surprised that not all home care companies operate the same. This is as good as it gets. 913-663-5000 or online at homecareassistance.com. And Christy, we were talking about before the break the power of positive thinking and some of the many benefits that come along with that, even if it's just a small positive thought. So what are some of the social benefits that come along with positive thinking?
Absolutely. And this applies just in our day-to-day lives, be it just out running errands or as a home care provider or a caregiver or even the client yourself. Some of the social benefits include the first impression. It's just better. Even if that first impression's on the phone, if you're smiling, you sound different than when you're not smiling.
And I have to say, the first time I talked to you, I said, "Hey, Christy, how you doing?" I'm peachy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
and it made me laugh. I literally started cracking up and I'm like, I really like her.
Yeah.
You know, and so that, I don't know, that's true. A positive, great first impression, just being positive, and you don't get a second chance to make a first impression.
Absolutely.
And it's so true. So
the old adage does hold true. You never get that second chance to make that first impression.
That's right.
So there's no reason to put yourself in a hole you have to dig out of when you first could have just started with some happiness and a cheerful attitude and some positivity.
Absolutely.
Also, socially, you have better relationships. We're like magnets. We attract what we put out and vice versa. So if you're a more positive person, you're going to be surrounded by more positive people. You're going to attract more positivity. And in the end, you're going to end up with better relationships, people who are in it for you.
There's no doubt about that. And just a tremendous amount of love and support around you. And I'm the kind of person where if you're negative around me, I don't walk and I don't run. I sprint away from you. There's no room for that in my life. There just isn't.
Absolutely. So it's just like you referenced earlier about trying to have your cup half full. I always think to myself, okay, if somebody comes along with that negativity and they put a sponge in my cup and now I only have X amount of water in my cup, move out of my way. I'm going to go find a smaller cup so that my cup is still at least half, if not all the way full.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So the other thing that you get out of thinking positively is you feel better. Physically, you absolutely feel better. On those days when we're feeling sad, if you sit in the house with all of the blinds closed, you don't feel any better.
Oh.
But if you can force yourself to put your shoes on, go outside, get a little bit of sun, some interaction, hopefully with some other positive people, you're going to feel better.
Yep. And speaking of the blinds, I have to have some light. So all this gloomy stuff drives me nuts. But in the morning, I'm the first one up. What's the first thing I do? I open all of the blinds.
Me too.
Give
absolutely.
Give me the light. I'm not going to sit around in a cave. If my kids are in there, it's as dark as a cave. I'm like, what? Are you a bat? Let's get some light going
absolutely.
On in here.
Absolutely. So, you know, seasonal affective disorder is a real thing. And yeah. In the wintertime, it affects a lot of people. One of the things that we don't think about often is it also affects our senior adults.
Yes.
So now they're isolated in their home.
Mm-hmm.
The blinds are down. They're not getting outside. They're not breathing that fresh air. They're a fall risk. We can't have them on the ice. It is so important then to try to bring some light to them, be it physical, natural light, or just be it through a positive person who really wants to be there. I can teach anyone how to be a caregiver, but I cannot teach compassion. And that compassion aligns with positivity, and that is something that sets us apart.
And it's a mindset, and frankly, some people they don't want to be positive. They're just They're just grumpy by nature and they're not interested in changing. But so surround yourself with positive people and positive thinking. So what are some ways that, look, some people are just going to struggle with this. What are some ways that someone can start to think more positively?
So it's just like you mentioned that some people just are kind of a grumpy Gus. So the first thing to do is to allow yourself to be open to humor. It's okay to smile. It's okay to be silly.
Yep.
It's okay to laugh even during the challenging times. Be aware of your daily thoughts. Try to exercise. Try to eat healthy. Do positive self-talk. Don't say anything to yourself that you wouldn't say to somebody you love. And then surround yourself with positive people.
That sounds pretty simple.
I think that it is.
It's just flip the switch and just give it a try. If you are interested in having Christy come out to your organization and do a whole presentation with handouts and everything about the power of positive thinking, that's a very powerful presentation. Reach out to Christy at Home Care Assistance, 913-663-5000, 913-663-5000. You can also reach her through the website, homecareassistance.com, homecareassistance.com. And Christy, it was great having you in. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you.
And go Chiefs.
Absolutely. There's that positivity.
All right. We're going to have a whole lot more right after the break. Don't go away. We will be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the program with someone else, or maybe you just want to go back and hear it again. No worries at all. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and that's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes in chronological order. So feel free to help yourself. Lots of people listen to the podcast of this program. All right. Just want to thank Christy Whitney, head of operations with Home Care Assistance, Kansas City. It's a fantastic company. Their bar is set very high. That's why I recommend them. And Christy's doing a great job for them, and really enjoyed that segment on the power of positive thinking. She's speaking to my heart, because I'm a very, very upbeat, completely positive person. I do surround myself with other people who think the same way, and there is something very powerful about that. So hopefully you enjoyed that segment. I really did. All right, and then again, it's not a sports talk show, but we are in Kansas City. I'm a huge Chiefs fan, just like so many other millions and millions of people are. And, you know, how can you not root and cheer for Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and the entire group? I mean, this was just such a fantastic season. We came Dee Ford in his hand over the line of scrimmage from going back to back Super Bowl. So I know it's no guarantee, but I feel so comfortable that we might be able to put together a heck of a run here. And that would just be phenomenal. I would not be surprised by that. But the bottom line is just how proud are you of, even if you're not a huge sports fan or even a huge Chiefs fan, I mean, this is a really, really big, huge deal. So just congratulations to the Chiefs kingdom And congratulations to everyone on the team, and congratulations for a tremendous season, and to all of the fans, myself included, season ticket holders, and we've gone through some tough seasons, we've gone through some big losses, big expectations, but this one delivered all the way to the end. What a heck of a game. My family and I, we were jumping up and down and screaming and hollering, and when it finally was really obvious we were going to win it, we were practically in tears. It was so emotional. My heart was skipping beats. I had to calm myself down. I just loved every single second of it. So Chiefs, thank you so much for that and all that you do in our community, known and unknown. It was just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And then don't forget Mustache Month. I'm growing my mustache. It's coming in pretty fast. So if you would like to contribute to the fundraiser Mustache Month, all the proceeds stay right here with Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care and their Carousel Pediatric Hospice Program. It is an unbelievable program. So you can watch me grow my mustache. I call it Steve's Stash. Steve's Stash, and you can marvel at the growth of the mustache and kick in a few bucks. I'm trying to raise $500 for this phenomenal Carousel Pediatric Hospice Program. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, and my mug will be right there on the homepage, and there's a link right there. It says click here, and you can go and donate $10 or $20 or $100, whatever you have. Every single dollar counts towards that goal of $500. So if you should so be inclined, I would like to thank you in advance for contributing to that wonderful cause. Okay, now here we go. Another story about these free referral services. OMG.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right, here we go again. I've talked about these free referral services. You get what you pay for, is my mantra on that thing. But I am working with a super nice family that fell into the trap. The glossy commercials, all of the the over-the-top online marketing, and this just the saturation, you can't get away from it. And free is a powerful word. And if you're not familiar with these types of services, we'll help you find a place for your loved one, and we're free. Ooh, ooh, oh boy, right? And so, free is a powerful word, but it's a get what you pay for thing. Quick review: the free referral services run around to any senior care facility, all of them, and they say, "Here's the deal: we're great at marketing and generating leads." And we do all of these things and all these commercials and blah, blah, blah. We will generate a huge number of leads for you, and we'll send them to you. And if one of those people pick your place and move in, then you owe us 50%, 100%, 150% of the first month's cost. So if it costs $7,000 a month to live there, you're going to pay them $3,000 to $10,000, and these people are making a fortune running these free referral services. Here's one of the many things that I don't think is good at all. They appear to work for the people searching for the facilities, but they don't. They don't work for you at all. That's why it's free. Well, how do they make their money, Steve? They work for the facilities they recommend. They sell their services. Oh, trust me, this is the best place for you. Wink, wink, nod, nod. And you pick it, and then their buddy in that facility, per their contract, hands them a check for thousands of dollars. That's why it's free to you. They don't work for you. They don't work in your best interest. It's nothing more than sales and marketing. So I'm working with the wonderful family, and they bought into that. And it looks great initially. And the free referral service sent them to this one particular place, and that ended up being a complete and total disaster. It didn't meet their needs. There was a long laundry list of why that was not the best place for them, even though this place said, trust me, this is the best place for you. Wink, wink, nod, nod. And they received their thousands of dollars in kickbacks. So it didn't work out for them. So this very nice and trusting family said, wow, that place was awful. It's terrible. We want to move. And they're like, hey, now, wait a minute. We can help you out. Boy, we would highly recommend this place over here. Wink, wink, nod, nod. So guess what? This nice family moved their elderly loved one from facility A to facility B, where the free referral service generated another kickback. And guess what? Now we have another problem. Because, you see, the free referral service is only in it to make a sale. They didn't ask all the right questions. They didn't conduct a geriatric care assessment. All they knew is that this individual had enough money to make it worthwhile for all of the parties involved to get them to move in there. Well, guess what? Now what's going on? Guess what's going on? They're running out of money. And guess what? This facility is private pay only. They cannot bill the Medicaid program for the care. So the family just discovered Senior Care Live. They started listening and they said, well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We never asked that question and they never volunteered the information. And they found out by listening to this program that you should pay attention to that. Oh, well, Mr. and Mrs. Client, we're private pay only. We don't take Medicaid. So guess who they called? They called me. And they said, Steve, we are 0-2. The first place was just awful, terrible. I think they're going to actually report them to the state. But anyway, and then they moved to the second place and they're running out of money and they're going to get kicked out of this place because they're about to run out of money. So I am personally working with them through my firm, Senior Care Consulting, and we backed up and we started over from the beginning. And we're in the process of vetting the market and we're going out and touring facilities that meet all of their needs, including the financial part, where once they spend down and hit the $2,000 and $4,000 mark, then Medicaid will kick in and start paying for their care. So the bottom line is, folks, don't fall for it. Free is a powerful word, but remember what your parents have always said. You get what you pay for.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
Oh, my goodness. I could share with you dozens and dozens, maybe hundreds of stories like that. Folks, don't go for it. Don't fall for it. Do your own research. Right after the break, I'm going to share the cost of senior care with you. Don't go away. I'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to reach us on our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. So in this segment, I just want to do a review of the cost of senior care. And if you're driving your car, You might want to pull over. I don't want to cause any wrecks. and you might want to hide your wallet and your checkbook and your debit card, your credit card. Some of this stuff gets pretty expensive. It could even take your breath away. But don't shoot the messenger. I'm just just letting you know the cost is tremendous. And I'm gonna talk about the major levels of care involving a senior care facility or senior care community if you're moving from your home to one of these places. I'll also say that I'm a huge fan of home care services, non-medical in-home assistance. That can just a few hours a day or maybe even a week can make all the difference in the world from having to move from your home to staying home and remaining independent and living in your home safely. And, home care services, depending on, the company, and, and you may be with a company and you may be paying different dollars per hour, but somewhere in the neighborhood of, $20 to $22 to maybe $25, $26, right in that neighborhood is a pretty solid number. And home care services worth every single penny. You could spend $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 a month and get a lot of help in your home. And guess what? You're home. You're home. 90% of people in America surveyed by the AARP say we're staying home if we can. And that's one of the best ways that you can do it, along with maybe making some home modifications to help you age in place, bringing in equipment and supplies. There are a lot of things that you can do, bringing in, hospice and palliative care. There are a lot of things you can do to stay home. But if you need to move to a facility, that entry level is called independent living. It's an apartment with meals and transportation, socialization opportunities, depending on the size of the place and how new it is. And those are probably the two biggest factors. But you're looking at an average cost of about $2,500 to about $4,500. That's just kind of right down the middle for you. You could definitely spend more than that if you'd like to. And that is that entry level. And then that next level that actually starts to actually provide care. So you would have a room or maybe a small apartment. The residential care facility, RCF, is what that is labeled. So if you hear RCF, that's a residential care facility. I like to generally categorize that as assisted living on the kind of the lighter end of it. Generally, people in residential care facilities or RCFs are a little more independent, but they still need a little bit of help. So they're staffing there and they can help you with those activities of daily grooming and making your meals and distributing your medicine, maybe helping you with some light housekeeping, some laundry services, maybe helping you get dressed, maybe helping you to and from the restroom or the shower or the bath. So that is the cost there. About $2,500 would be on the very low end of it, all the way up to about $6,000 a month. If you're $4,000 or $5,000, that's kind of right down the middle for you. Residential care facility. The general large category, kind of right down the middle here, is assisted living. It is a social model helping you minimally or fully with your activities of daily living, such as bathing, dressing, grooming. They make all of your meals, snacks, hydration. They can help you use the restroom. They can provide some incontinence support to a point. To make sure that you get your medicine, social opportunities, transportation to the doctor's offices. There's a lot to like about assisted living. There's a tremendous amount of support there. But it is not a medical model. It's a social model. They have definite lines that if you need more care than that particular line, you're going to have to move to a higher level of care. But there's a tremendous amount of support there. The average cost per month in our region here is $5,000 to $8,000. $8,000 would be on the higher end. $4,000 to $5,000 is going to be on the lower side of it. But that's pretty solid. $5,000, $6,000, kind of $6,500. That's kind of right down the middle for you. Two things that are variables that could affect the cost higher or lower is how much care you need and what size of apartment you have. And so those two things would kind of drive that price higher or lower. All right, then kind of on the higher end of assisted living is, and the licensure is called Home Plus. So Home Plus is really on the high end of assisted living. It's approaching that medical level. It would still be considered, in my opinion, on the high end of the assisted living level, but this is literally a house. So it could be a new home that was built from the ground up, or it can be an existing home that was modified to care for 4 to 6 residents, maybe up to about 12 residents. And the most, not all, but most of the Home Plus residential care homes here in the KC Metro and the extended area, most of them are focused on providing care for those with cognitive impairment, Alzheimer's and dementia and some of the other memory issues. Some of them are now just offering general care, which I think is a fantastic idea. But the cost of Home Plus, $6,500 to about $8,200. That covers, I think, the majority of them. And then on the high end of things, you have long-term care, also known as a nursing home. That is a medical model that provides everything that assisted living can provide, plus full medical care, wound care, diabetic management and insulin injection, two-person transfers, catheter care, tube feeding, IV therapy. It goes on and on and on, but it's full care plus full medical care. The cost for a semi-private or a shared room is $6,000 to $7,500 a month. Man, that's a lot of money. If you want a private room in a long-term care community, hold on to your wallets, hold on to your hat, and hold on to your steering wheel. You're going to be looking at $8,000 to $14,000 per month. Sean, our producer, just went, oh, right? And he wasn't even driving a car, right? So I mean, that's a lot of money. And then, well, Steve, what about memory care? All right. Well, memory care is a highly misused term in our market, frankly. Memory care is a special type of care that can be offered in 5 different levels of care. Memory care is special care for someone with cognitive impairment, can be offered at the residential care facility level. It can be offered at the assisted living level of care. It can be offered at the Home Plus level of care. It can be offered at the intermediate care facility level of care. And it can be offered at the nursing home or the long-term care level of care. Sound confusing? That's because it is. And memory care is usually going to be a little higher, a little more expensive than your general care at all of those different levels. If you have questions about all this, you can always reach out to me at Senior Care Consulting. But I just really wanted to cover that for you here today. All right, I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.